time now for Date Night. We are joined in the studio by Brad Bednar, my husband. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we recommend date night activities for folks looking for romantic activities to enjoy in our community.
Yeah. Or beyond.
Or beyond, wherever.
You never know.
You never know. Could be like, anywhere, really.
Like in this new, crazy, workaday, construction-y world, you never know where you're going to be able to live your best date night life. So you gotta seek that out
you can find it. The best place. And not just the best place to go for a romantic date night, because it's not enough anymore in this workaday world.
That's correct. I use very 70s language. Thank you.
A romantic place that's like a really good place in and of itself. Logistically, it also has to work. Because the really cool thing about being in the Triangle is that there are so many options, right?
Yeah.
There are
so
many different things that you could potentially do. You want the ideal date night. You want that's not just a great date night destination, but also is easily accessible.
Oh, for sure.
Easy to get to, easy to get in and out of, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Logistics.
And let me just like throw this out there, because I don't have a tether or a leash. I can say whatever I want on date night. It's part of my contract.
You have a contract?
Yeah, it basically just says I can say whatever I want, and I signed it on your behalf because I've got power of attorney.
I still don't think you have that contract.
I'll show it to you when we get home.
Okay.
But you definitely want to go to a place where one or both of you won't be angry or frustrated looking where to put your car, because we don't live in a community that lets you not have a car unless you have a $2 million condo or whatever, as a number one. Number two, you definitely don't want to go to a place where, for example, they might tow a whole bunch of people while their security people illegally park in the same spaces. So, yeah, where do you go that you don't start off your date on a bad foot?
Where do you go that has guaranteed ample parking? Like, guaranteed easy parking in and out. If you're driving. Because, I would always say, University Place. Like, I would always have said, like, there is always easy parking to be found at University Place. Except in the last couple of weeks, as many people have found out, where they're doing construction, part of the parking lot isn't available, and all of that was fine until Barbie and Oppenheimer both come out simultaneously, and now you've got a whole bunch of people who are coming not only to eat at the restaurants, of which there are many, but also to go to the movies, and now it's an issue that significant portions of the parking lot aren't available. We usually, like, we'll give each other three options
for dinner.
Like, that's our thing.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. And I will say that I have never, ever ruled out downtown Chapel Hill for lack of parking. We don't usually go to downtown Chapel Hill for dinner just because we live in Durham and it's a drive. Mm. Like, the number of places you have to drive past in order to get to downtown Chapel Hill, it's a lot.
Right. There was a whole campaign for a while on there's nowhere to park on Franklin Street. Oh, wait, yes, there is.
Yeah.
ParkOnTheHill.com.
It can,
to remind you that you could find a place to park.
It can be a hassle, but there's always, like, it's not impossible to find parking, and it's not like a barrier that's so great that I wouldn't chance it. I have not thought about eating dinner at the U-Mall restaurants for the last couple of weeks, and I will again soon, but not till Barbie and Oppenheimer die down, because it's just an issue. And in a couple of weeks, parking will be fine again, I'm sure, but not right now. So where can you go that is guaranteed to have a good parking space?
So I'm hearing you say is don't recommend University Place right now.
Not this second. No.
Or maybe in the future, who knows? Sorry, University Place people who are listening.
We'll recommend University Place again.
No,
but
you know
not
what?
This second.
You know what? No, do better. Don't park your security cars in front of the no parking spots that you tow people out of and make them pay $300. But here's an idea, and it's a thing that you and I have talked about before, and you and I love. Go to South Point. All right. Always a ton of parking. And here's how you start your date night.
Right.
You start at the Cheesecake Factory bar because is kind of my low key. I've had a bad day and I'm super stressed. Thing to do. So one, start there. Have a gin and tonic, maybe two. Probably the best value in the mall area. But then you take that special someone, you each take $20, and you go, you have 30 minutes to get the best gift. Go. And then you're cut loose at the mall. Do you go to Barnes & Noble and pick up a book? Or do you go there and finally buy somebody a 2024 like agenda planner? Because you know the fussy kind of person who's going to spend 4.5 months looking for a planner and not get one until March.
Okay, the next
time maybe you buy a cute shirt. I don't know.
The next time we go to South Point, we're doing this.
Yes.
This is not the first time you've recommended this.
It's a really good idea.
Yeah.
You start at the Cheesecake Factory, you get a little bit sauced, and then you just run around the mall, kind of like it was a shop till you drop. From that supermarket sweep hour-long block.
The show after supermarket sweep.
Yeah, the one everyone's forgotten.
Continued to tune into.
But you get it, and I get it. But go to South Point Mall. Tons of parking. Definitely haven't lost 45% of it. Also, nobody's going to that movie theater, the AMC at South Point. So you're safe. Have fun. Support them all.
I will not recommend South Point because
you are
not guaranteed ample parking at South Point.
Oh, you are guaranteed ample parking.
Sometimes it's Christmas.
Okay. They're closed on Christmas, Aaron, so there's plenty of ample parking on Christmas.
Sometimes it's the Christmas shopping season.
It's very difficult
to find ample parking
great.
At South
yeah,
Point.
Of
However,
course. Uh-huh.
You can go across the street to, what is it called, the Renaissance Center?
You mean the place that has all of the other strip
the
malls?
The big Best Buy and REI.
Where
Pop
everybody's
all
also buying all of their Christmas gifts. I'm very excited to hear you back out of this.
Invariably, there is parking there even during Christmas shopping season.
There's always parking everywhere. There's parking at University Place all the time. You just got to spend an hour to find
it. We've got 20 seconds. I got one recommendation.
Don't do it.
Ruth's Chris.
You have talked a lot about how you would really love to go to a hotel steakhouse.
It is a steakhouse so good. It has been advertised in airline magazines for years and years. That is date night right there. It's right there next to the best plastic surgeons in America.
So what you're saying is the perfect date night is go eat a bunch of steak and then get plastic surgery probably in Atlanta or Duluth.
As long as you go to a plastic surgeon that has ample parking.
And that is date night. Aaron Keck, thank you so much.